local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5. And heading for a warm one today in the 80s. Details from Dr. Bill coming up. 70 now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery traffic share, it's foggy downtown. Be careful as you've got accidents clearing at Schillinger and Airport. Also, a car versus a deer at Bellingrath and Industrial Parkway. Not bad so far. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Still a good ride in this morning. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family owned and operated for all your automotive needs. Go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And yeah, it's our birthday. It's our... What is this, like a...
Lounge version.
By the way, too, we're searching for happy birthday music online, and because I guess everybody still fears that they're going to get sued, even though that ban had been lifted.
Yeah.
There's nothing but like MIDI versions, you know, somebody on a keyboard like me with a Casio keyboard doing happy birthday.
That's what it sounds like when you tell them it's your birthday on a cruise ship. They'll be like, oh,
right, let's say, where are you from?
This
from Mobile?
Out to you, yeah.
So, yeah, we're 10 today. 10
right.
years of FM Talk 106.5. Launched the station May 1st of 2009.
May 1st, huh?
Yeah, May Day.
May Day.
People have said in the past I'm a smart aleck and that I would launch a talk station on the May Day, and I did. I did. So, yeah, we're 10 today, and we'll be celebrating all year long, which will be good for you. We'll explain more of that coming up throughout the year, as it's going to be 10 years for us, but it's going to be your party for sure. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Making news from our Alabama legislature. Sheriffs will no longer have the option to keep leftover inmate food money, as the bill to restrict sheriffs from using money set aside for feeding inmates in our county jails for other purposes has passed in the Alabama House of Representatives. Tuesday night, that bill, sponsored by Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur, was amended by the House and will now return to the Senate before getting final passage. The bill also increases the state allowance to county sheriffs from $1.75 a day to $2.25 a day. The House got rid of the provision, which would have automatically increased the allowance by 2% a year beginning in 2021. The bill also sets up an emergency fund that counties could turn to in the event of cost overruns. The Alabama Sheriffs Association supports this bill. The House passed the bill 102-0. A routine traffic stop in Fairhope ends in a burglary charge as officers uncover a vehicle full of items. Fairhope PD pulled over 55-year-old Mark Jason McHenry of Saraland. They pulled him over for an expired tag on Tuesday. It was during that traffic stop, through the window, officers noticed an assortment of tools to include multiple rolls of industrial-type wire, cutting torch, power tools, and more. Authorities conducted an investigation and concluded that several of those items were stolen from Orange Beach. For now, McHenry has been charged with possession of burglary tools and is expected to face additional charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man already charged with a Baldwin County murder could face additional charges. 32-year-old Kendrick Patrick is being held in the Baldwin County Jail on no bond. Deputies say Patrick shot and killed Skylar Williams over drugs Monday night at a home on Highway 31 in Spanish Fork. Deputies say Patrick dumped Williams' body in Majors Creek near Stockton. More charges could be filed against Patrick because they say Williams wasn't his only target.
The other person wasn't actually shot, but they were shot at.
We expect to get more information this morning about a stabbing and shooting in Gulf Breeze. Sheriff Bob Johnson says deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call on Blair Circle Tuesday afternoon. Two men and a woman were rushed to the hospital where all three underwent surgery. A man charged with vehicular homicide will be in court. Prosecutors will lay out evidence against 32-year-old Michael Evans. He was arrested in March for a deadly crash that happened more than a year earlier. Police say Evans was driving on Moffett Road when he ran a red light and hit 72-year-old Michael Breland's car. Breland was killed in the crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Another state that touches Alabama looks to legalize sports gambling. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia hits a major milestone. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 123-102, tying their second-round series at one win apiece. Milwaukee MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points and 10 rebounds in the win.
With a little shoulder shake right there, Marv. He knows the scouting report on him to let him shoot the three. He's 2-for-4.
At third quarter, three-pointer put the Bucks up 89-73. Milwaukee made a franchise playoff high 20 three-pointers and led by as many as 31 points in the second half. Game three set for Friday night in Boston. In the late game, the Golden State Warriors defeated Houston 115-109 after leading the entire game.
6-point win in game two, 4-point win in game one, and the Golden State Warriors go up 2 games to 9.
Kevin Durant led the Warriors with 29 points, and Golden State now has a 2-0 lead as the series heads to Houston. A couple injuries to both teams' star players last night. Houston's James Harden got hit in both of his eyes early, but he was able to return and finished with 29 points and 7 rebounds. And Golden State's Steph Curry dislocated his left middle finger in the first quarter. X-rays for fractures were negative, and he returned with it taped.
It hurts, but it'll be all right. Didn't break anything, so that's unfortunate.
Game 3 set for Saturday night in Houston. Tonight, only one game on the NBA schedule, with Denver hosting Portland in the second game of their series. In the NHL playoffs, Sergei Bobrovsky made 36 saves, and the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Bobrovsky was named the first star of the game. The winning goal came off the stick of Columbus's Matt Duchene on a second-period power play. That call from Doc Emmerich on NBC Sports Network. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Columbus. In the late game, San Jose beat Colorado 4-2 in Colorado to take a 2-1 series lead. Logan Couture scored 3 goals, including the game winner with 7 minutes to play. That was his first career playoff hat trick. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Denver. Tonight, Game 3 in Carolina, with the Hurricanes leading the New York Islanders 2-0. And Game 4 in Dallas, with the Stars trailing the St. Louis Blues 2-1. Lots of talk about the lottery in Montgomery this legislative session. Meanwhile, Tennessee is in line to be the next state to pass a bill that will legalize sports gambling. It's an online-only sports betting bill, so it'll still be illegal for actual brick-and-mortar sports books to be built. The House voted 58-37 in favor of the bill last week, and the Senate passed it yesterday by a count of 19-12. That moves the bill to the desk of Governor Bill Lee, who opposes gambling, but said he'll reportedly allow it to pass without his signature. The tax is expected to bring in $50 million per year for Tennessee. 7 states have now joined Nevada in legalizing sports betting over the past year. Tennessee joins Indiana, Iowa, and Montana as the states next in line for legalization. In the Major Leagues yesterday, San Diego beat Atlanta 4-3 with Franmil Reyes hitting 2 home runs. Detroit beat Philadelphia 3-1. St. Louis got the win over Washington 3-2. Arizona beat the New York Yankees 3-1 with Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia getting his 3,000th career strikeout in the loss. And the Chicago Cubs beat Seattle 6-5 with Kyle Schwarber hitting a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. It's the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season. Begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at ASBASoftball.com.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. It will be warm, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the garter belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas? Maybe the bride's underwear.
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We do have an accident still clearing at Schillinger and Airport. Again, a car versus a deer at Bellingrath and Industrial Parkway. State troopers are clear, but they're running radar now between Malbus and Daphne. So watch your speed along the interstate. But the Bayway, the Causeway, traveling downtown to the tunnels looks good. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow, now offering military, veterans, and first responders 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, a segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We've had spring break, had all kind of stuff going on the last couple weeks. Now time to get down to the list of things you got to get done. And if you've got junk that needs to be gone from your home, if you're trying to get organized, maybe your office, your shop, maybe a home you're trying to sell or a storage unit, you got to get rid of the junk. You want it done quickly and have it done at the right price. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And the nice thing is you make that appointment with them through the website or the call on the phone number, and they'll give you a specific day, specific time. They'll show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done fast. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's the phone number and the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Check them out online. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. 50 weeks. WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for breaching his bail conditions. That news making news overnight. The 47-year-old was found guilty of breaching the Bail Act last month after his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy. You'll recall he took refuge in the London embassy back in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over sexual assault allegations, which he has since denied. So what's next for Assange, you ask? He now faces U.S. federal conspiracy charges related to one of the largest leaks of government secrets. In the time of disaster, it does not matter if you vote Republican or Democrat, you just want help. And it's that bipartisanship Senator Doug Jones is banking on to help pass a $13.6 billion disaster relief funding package. That assistance would help counties like Lee County, still recovering from those tornadoes, and damages to cotton crops in the Wiregrass caused by Hurricane Michael. On Tuesday, Senator Jones, along with four Republicans also backing the bill, said in a news conference, quote, "It's hard for folks to understand why we can't get something done. Sometimes this is just kind of typical of the dysfunction that we see up here all too often in Washington, D.C. 23 people were killed after tornadoes touched down March 3rd in Lee County. Heavy rains and wind from Hurricane Michael last October damaged crops. Senator Republican Richard Shelby, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, has backed a competing bill that also allocates aid for disasters in our state. Senator Shelby wants his colleagues to back that legislation since it has the support of President Trump, but that failed earlier this month. On the other side of the aisle, a Democrat-backed bill wants more aid, more assistance than President Trump has allotted for Puerto Rico. This gridlock's been going on for months, as both sides have tried to pass a relief package since January. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. It is a Wednesday. It's also, 10. We're this many. 10 years. Happy birthday for FM Talk 106.5. So we will celebrate accordingly. We know you got some friends coming by during the midday show today to help celebrate. So.
Yeah, and, I was trying to check out kind of some cool things that happened on May 1st in the past, other than, of course, this being the birth of FM Talk 106.5. Yeah. And one cool thing was that was the day that Osama bin Laden was killed. So that's pretty cool. Other than that, Pluto was named a planet back in 1930 on May 1st.
Really?
It's since had that right revoked. But you mentioned it is May Day. It's also Bubba Day. Have you heard of Bubba Day?
No, I've heard of Bubba's and I've heard of Bubba Burgers, but what's Bubba Day?
It's just celebrating all the Bubbas out there.
Well, cool. What a perfect day for me.
Yeah.
I think I qualify. Does it say what you have to do? I mean, I think I qualify as a Bubba.
Well, I think either Bubba has to be your name or you have to have been called Bubba before. And I think for the most part, most of us down here have been called Bubba down here in the South. I mean, I've been called Bubba before. I've called my brother Bubba. But we've got Bubba Watson from Pensacola. Bubba Wallace from Mobile, the NASCAR driver.
Right.
Lots of Bubbas around. So it's National Bubba Day.
But this, would this qualify as a Bubba move? You see the Kid Rock story?
No.
Kid Rock is getting a new lawn ornament for his Nashville home.
Is he putting a toilet in the yard or
7-foot tall statue? This of a hand flipping the bird. He got the idea from a Vermont man named Ted Pelkey, who put one on his property to protest his town's refusal to let him develop his land. Kid Rock says, or as they say it in the story, Rock, using his last name here.
Yes, actually, Mr. Rock.
Yes, Mr. Rock. They said, called Ted and told him, quote, "I like your style," end quote. I don't know if it's a, I don't know if it's a compliment or what it is when Kid Rock says they like, he yeah, likes he your said, style.
Hell yeah, brother.
Ted hooked him up with the artist who made the statue for him, so Kid Rock contracted that guy to make one for Kid Rock. Artist is personally driving it from Vermont to Nashville. And they're putting it in the front yard of his home in Nashville.
Well, it's not the first time that Kid Rock has done something in Nashville. That's kind of egregious. He's got a new bar down there. So
does he?
I saw them interviewing him for the NFL draft. But he was supposed to be the grand marshal of the Christmas parade last year.
Yeah. What says Christmas like Kid Rock?
He needs to put out a Christmas album. But remember, before the Christmas parade, Fox and Friends had him on.
Yeah.
I think he had some choice words about Joy Behar, calling her a one name in particular that you don't usually hear on Fox and Friends in the morning.
Right. And, not friendly.
And then the Nashville's, some of the organizers of the Christmas parade went, I don't know about having Kid Rock as the grand marshal anymore.
Christmas parade. You could dig some Chris Rock. I mean Kid Rock, you could dig Kid Rock without saying that's the right fit for the Christmas parade.
Yeah, because the top parade organizers were the Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt and Tennessee Holiday Productions. So they're saying, all right, this guy who's saying this about Joy Behar, maybe let's put him as the, I don't know, if we have a Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah, that would be Kid Rock country. If you had some kind of big New Year's party or something, New Year's would be more Kid Rock than Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, some kind of, by the way, too, you were talking about his bar. It says here the logo, the sign for Kid Rock's big blank honky tonk rock and roll steakhouse is a butt shaped guitar.
Really?
Yes, and
that's
the logo for it. Which, by the way, it got me thinking too when that story came out. If you got kicked out of Kid Rock's bar.
Oh man!
What kind of dirt road cred would you get? You say I got a cousin so bad he got kicked out of Kid Rock's bar.
Yeah, I mean Kid Rock's been kicked out of quite a few Waffle Houses. I remember he got into a fight with Tommy Lee one time. I don't know if that was at a Waffle House. I just know they've fought several times. But yeah, getting kicked out of Kid Rock's bar, that'd be pretty cool.
If it was just as
that'd be a real good story,
right? I mean, how bad do you have to be to get kicked out of Kid Rock's venue?
There are so many bars on Broadway now in Nashville that have been opened by people kind of like Kid Rock, just these famous music acts. I know there's a Blake Shelton bar. I think it's called Old Red. Then you got the Florida Georgia Line bar on Broadway. Kenny Chesney. There's a Margaritaville bar. I think there's a Kenny Chesney bar. I might be wrong, but they've all opened places down that. But Kid Rock's would for sure give you the most street cred for getting kicked out.
Yeah, if you get kicked out somewhere, make it Kid Rock's bar. All right, coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poor joins us and with Jeff yesterday in Montgomery as session is rolling on. They're on the playing the back nine now, but a lot to do in Montgomery. Of course, the abortion vote, abortion bill vote dominated a lot of the news and what happened yesterday, but also lotto in play. The lotto bill, looks like all Britain's lotto bill is the one that has the traction. That's the one that may move along. Of course, whatever bill goes through, there's going to first be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in 2020, and you're going to say yes or no to changing the Constitution to allow for gambling in Alabama. A lot of details there. We'll talk about them with Jeff coming up in just a little bit. Check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The first commercial of passenger flight from Brooklyn Field will take off this afternoon. Frontier Airlines is beginning regular flights from the downtown airport. Today's flight will be a Frontier flight from Brooklyn to Chicago. Frontier is also offering flights to Denver. Many, including Mayor Sandy Stimson, who will be on that inaugural flight today, would eventually like to see all commercial flights move from the airport in West Mobile to Brooklyn, which is right off the interstate and near downtown. A bill aimed at battling red tide is headed to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. The House voted 112 to 1 for the measure that would provide $3 million a year for the next 6 years to research red tide. Florida recently experienced one of its largest red tide blooms in recorded history. Funeral arrangements have been set for Kelsey Nobles. The 18-year-old Baker High School graduate died at Navy boot camp in Illinois last week. Visitation is Sunday from 2 to 6 at Radney Funeral Home. Funeral services are the following morning at 10 o'clock. Kelsey Nobles will be buried with full military honors at Forest Lawn Cemetery. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24, 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a Senate panel today. New revelations show Robert Mueller has expressed frustration about how his report's findings were being portrayed by the AG. Top Democrats are chastising Barr.
I'm now convinced that the Attorney General is conceiving of himself as the president's lawyer, not the people's lawyer.
Delaware Senator Chris Coons. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asserts Russian involvement led to Nicolas Maduro remaining in Venezuela. This as an attempted coup was undertaken by opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Maduro basically scoffed at this claim, calling it nonsense. The Russians have labeled it as fake as well. And it's difficult to know exactly what the source of this information ultimately was.
There's Clarissa Ward in England. A judge has sentenced WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison for jumping bail. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The busy week of corporate earnings reports continues. Hilton Hotels revenue rose in the quarter as its revenue per available room increased. Clorox downgraded its revenue forecast for its fiscal year, reporting profit of $1.44 a share. Analysts expected a penny more per share. Newspaper publisher Gannett reported a net loss of $12 million or 10 cents a share in the first quarter, significantly wider than the $377,000 loss or break even on a per share basis this time last year. We'll also hear from Avis, GlaxoSmithKline, Hyatt Hotels, MetLife, and Kraft Heinz today. Guacamole cheese hits the coolers in all 161 Fresh Market stores today, a green Gouda-style cheese made with a blend of avocado, lime juice, chili, tomato, onion, and garlic by a Dutch cheese company. It retails at $25 a pound. The blue chips gained 38 points. The S&P closed almost 3 points higher. The NASDAQ down 66. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, I can tell something's changing because it's warmer out there and more humidity in the mix.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a preview of what's coming up for the summertime. Definitely higher humidity, and there's also a slight chance today that we could see a thunder shower or shower. The best chance will be mainly to the north of the city and on up into Washington County and Clark County, where it's just a possibility of an afternoon shower. It looks like partly cloudy skies today, another warm day. We got to 86 yesterday, and we could reach that this afternoon. Now, tonight, with the increase in moisture in the atmosphere, we'll see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, we should have plenty of sunshine, again, a slight chance of a shower, and the high temperature again in the mid-80s. Now, looking ahead to Friday, partly cloudy, slight chance of an afternoon thunder shower, a high of about 85 degrees. And then over the weekend, it looks like a two-part weekend. Saturday, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. On Saturday, a cold front that's now over the Great Plains will gradually move across Mississippi and Alabama on Saturday, then reach the Gulf Coast Saturday night. That front will weaken as it moves through and will stall just offshore, but it will produce some showers and thunderstorms for mainly during the afternoon hours on Saturday and into the evening. Saturday's high in the low 80s, and then Sunday it looks a lot better, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and the highs will be in the mid-80s. After that, Monday looks good, mid-80s, and then a slight chance of a shower on Tuesday.
You're talking about that front making its way in on Saturday. Looking at that out in the prairie states right now, a lot of severe weather associated with it there. Do we expect that here on Saturday?
No, that front's going to weaken, and once it gets in here, even though it might move offshore a little ways, it's not going to cool us off. There's hardly any difference across the front. But in the upper atmosphere, there's just enough of a disturbance in order to set off the showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. But again, Sunday looks like the better day.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who's been with us, by the way. Doc, we're celebrating 10 years of FM Talk 1065 this morning. It's our 10th birthday, so happy 10th birthday to you as well.
It doesn't seem like 10 years.
We act our age, though, don't we? That's for sure. Thanks, Doc. We'll check back soon.
Okay, John.
That is your exclusive forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who's been with us since May 1st of 2009. 738, we'll check the ride in with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Keith Glass, who owns one of the nation's top record stores. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Keith Glass knows the vinyl record business, but more importantly, the vinyl record business knows him. And collectors travel from abroad to shop in his store on Sage Avenue. Finding, buying, and selling rare and collectible records has given him fame and a reputation almost equivalent to his days in a band in Australia where he had some hits. Recently, he told me, he sold two of the rarest and most collectible albums ever, the famed Beatles Butcher cover. He's a celebrity in our midst, quietly plugging along on Sage Avenue. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 1065 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident clearing at Government and Azalea. Also one at Schillinger and Airport. Both of those without injuries. Eastbound I-10, a broken down vehicle right before the Wallace Tunnel, so be careful. Lot Road and Jack Williams Road, state troopers are there with another accident without injuries. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. For more information, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's a hot button issue, and you'll have two opportunities to have your say. At issue is the proposed I-10 bridge over the Mobile River. The Alabama Department of Transportation has scheduled two public hearings on the environmental impact of the soon-to-be-coming bridge, with a focus on the supplemental draft environmental impact statement. That's a 244-page document for the project. LDOT says the hearings will give the public the opportunity to review that document, learn about the project development, and provide comments that will be incorporated into the final environmental impact statement. Topics to be discussed: dredging needed for construction of a new bayway, bicycle and pedestrian usage, and the project's impact on wetlands, aquatic vegetation, and essential fish habitat, and more. So here are the meeting details. Tuesday, May 7th in Spanish Fort at the Community Center from 4:30 to 8 p.m. And then Thursday, May 9th at the Mobile Civic Center from 4:30 to 8 p.m. here in Mobile. There's free parking. What you need to know is LDOT's presentation scheduled for 5:30 p.m. If you wish to comment during the forum, you need to register at the sign-in table. Each speaker gets 2 minutes. Verbal comments will be recorded and become part of the official public record. Representatives from LDOT will be there to answer your questions. If you want to take a closer look at that impact statement, go to MobileRiverBridge.com. The topic of abortion, it's an emotional issue for those for and against. Those emotions proved to become too much to bear for one woman as she put green sidewalk paint on the glass in the gallery overlooking the floor of the Alabama House of Representatives during a debate over a bill to make abortion a felony. 48-year-old Ann Suzanne DiPrizio of Estivia Hills was charged with disorderly conduct. She was arrested after yelling loudly in the gallery, saying the word, quote, dumb, repeatedly, and throwing paint on security officers. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail. So after that two-hour debate, the House did pass the abortion ban by a vote of 74-3. The bill now moves to the Senate. It would make it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion. Exceptions would be allowed to protect the life or health of the mother, but not for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. The woman receiving an abortion would not be criminally or civilly liable. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 742 FM Talk 106.5. 72 now, heading for a high in the 80s. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. It's time to do this. Let's say hello to our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about, we're always talking about how you get the vehicles stacked on the lot, but LCM expanding yet again. Larry, talk about this.
Absolutely, but first I want to wish y'all a happy anniversary. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we leased a lot next door, so where the JP Heritage Southern restaurant used to be, so it's all gone. So we've leased that corner over there, so we got easy access in and off 90 and off Plantation Road. So we're going to make a truck center out of it.
And talk about a truck center. What's that going to mean to us?
That means we're going to have more trucks, more options of trucks. We got 20 on the ground right now, but this will give us a opportunity to stock another 30 vehicles, 30 or maybe even 40.
Wow.
We're going to try to carry all different kind of trucks, including some commercial trucks.
All right. So if people are going to, already great selection of trucks and, of course, third rows and cars and everything else, but now even more trucks. I like that, Larry.
Absolutely. Trucks are, a hot item year-round. They're not seasonal at all. They're just, and a lot of folks are buying them for pleasure, and a lot of them are working trucks. So that's what we're trying to fill the orders.
All right. Well, give us directions. Come see you at the current and ever-expanding LCM.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby with LCM, who's been with us for 10 years.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that. So many of our advertisers, and I want to talk about this over the next year, because it's like a 1 year discussion of 10 years of the station. So many advertisers been with us since day one. Mm-hmm. They're like part of, people talk to me about the station and they're talking to me about the advertisers because those advertisers have been with us the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
So many that have been, it's given me an idea.
Mm-hmm.
you know how on Comedy Central and back with Sinatra and the Rat Pack, they would do roasts.
I was wondering if you're going. Well, yes,
maybe we get Dr. Bill and some of the advertisers to roast the radio station.
I don't know where that. I don't like where that's going. I don't like that at all. But it's a pretty funny idea. Maybe that's coming. All right, 7:45 FM Talk. What would they say? 7:45 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
This information update is brought to you by Trans World of Mobile, bringing buyers and sellers of business together. Our value is maximizing your value. Online, visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man already charged with a Baldwin County murder could face additional charges. 32-year-old Kendrick Patrick is being held at the Baldwin County Jail on no bond. Deputies say Patrick shot and killed Skylar Williams over drugs Monday night at a home on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort. Deputies say Patrick dumped Williams' body in Majors Creek near Stockton. More charges could be filed against Patrick because they say Williams wasn't his only target.
The other person wasn't actually shot, but they were shot at.
We expect to get more information this morning about a stabbing and shooting in Gulf Breeze. Sheriff Bob Johnson says deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call on Blair Circle Tuesday afternoon. Two men and a woman were rushed to the hospital where all three underwent surgery. A man charged with vehicular homicide will be in court. Prosecutors will lay out evidence against 32-year-old Michael Evans. He was arrested in March for a deadly crash that happened more than a year earlier. Police say Evans was driving on Moffitt Road when he ran a red light and hit 72-year-old Michael Breland's car. Breland was killed in the crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Tennessee, Alabama's top hat looks to legalize sports gambling. The NBA and NHL playoffs roll on, and Yankees pitcher CC Sabathia hits a major milestone. 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 123-102, tying their second-round series at one win apiece. Milwaukee MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points and 10 rebounds in the win.
With a little shoulder shake right there, Marv. He knows the scouting report on him to let him shoot the three. He's 2-for-4.
At third quarter, three-pointer put the Bucks up 89-73. Milwaukee made a franchise playoff high 23-pointers and led by as many as 31 points in the second half. Game three is set for Friday night in Boston. In the late game, the Golden State Warriors defeated Houston 115-109 after leading the entire game.
6-point win in game two, 4-point win in game one, and the Golden State Warriors go up 2 games tonight.
Kevin Durant led the Warriors with 29 points, and Golden State now has a 2-0 lead as the series heads to Houston. There were a couple injuries to both teams' star players. Houston's James Harden got hit in both of his eyes. I think he was bleeding at both of his eyes.
Ow.
But he was able to return and finished with 29 points and 7 rebounds. And the Warriors' Steph Curry dislocated his left middle finger in the first quarter, but x-rays were negative, and he did return with it taped.
Oh, it hurts, but it'll be all right. Didn't break anything, so that's unfortunate.
Game three is Saturday in Houston. Tonight, only one game on the NBA schedule, with Denver hosting Portland in the second game of their series. In the NHL playoffs, Sergei Bobrovsky made 36 saves, and the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Bobrovsky was named the first star of the game. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Columbus. In the late game, San Jose beat Colorado 4-2 in Colorado to take a 2-1 series lead. Logan Couture scored 3 goals, including the game winner with 7 minutes to play. It was his first career playoff hat trick. Game 4 set for tomorrow in Denver. Lots of talk about the lottery in Montgomery this legislative session. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, they're in line to be the next state to pass a bill that will legalize sports gambling. It's an online-only sports gambling bill, so it'll still be illegal for actual brick-and-mortar sports books to be built, and no kiosks either. The House voted 58-37 in favor of the bill last week, and the Senate passed it yesterday by a count of 19-12. That moves the bill to the desk of Governor Bill Lee, who has said that he's anti-sports gambling, but he will reportedly allow it to pass without his signature. The tax is expected to bring in $50 million per year for Tennessee. 7 states have joined Nevada in legalizing sports betting over the past year. Tennessee now joins Indiana, Iowa, and Montana as the state's next in line for legalization. In the major leagues yesterday, San Diego beat Atlanta 4-3 with Franmil Reyes hitting 2 home runs. Nico Goodrum hit a 2-run homer, and Detroit beat Philadelphia 3-1. St. Louis got the win over Washington 3-2. Cleveland beat Miami 7-4. New York Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia got his 3,000th career strikeout. Wow. Hard for me to say. It was harder for him to get to 3,000. Even though the Yankees lost to Arizona 3-1, he hit that milestone. And Kyle Schwarber hit a 2-run homer in the 8th as the Chicago Cubs beat Seattle 6-5. 10 minutes to late now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic Center wrapping up accidents now at Government and Azalea. Also still there at Airport and Schillinger, both without injuries. Eastbound I-10 broke down vehicle just outside the Wallace Tunnel. Not really affecting too much traffic. Lott Road and Jack Williams Road, state troopers are still there. And it's a good ride. Westbound lanes of the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at BachelorService.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Jeff Ford joins us coming up next hour, plus turning up your voice at 343-0106. Now Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Robert Bentley, you may know him as the former governor of the state of Alabama. Maybe you know him as a licensed dermatologist in Tuscaloosa. But what about as a senator? Bentley has not ruled out running in the Alabama 2020 Senate race, telling an AM radio station in Huntsville, quote, "You know, I never close doors completely. If the opportunity arises and things work the way they should, then we may consider it." The former governor resigned as part of a plea deal related to campaign finance and ethics violations. As part of that plea deal, Bentley is prohibited from running for office, though questions remain over whether that's even enforceable once he's met the other terms of his agreement. If the 76-year-old does run, he would be vying to unseat Senator Doug Jones, the Democratic incumbent. So, do you have an accent? There's a new ranking out that says that some think that that accent of yours is super attractive. Big 7 Travel polled readers across the globe to determine which accents were the most attractive. The rankings put New Zealand, that New Zealand accent, at number 1, followed by a South African accent at number 2, and Irish at number 3. A U.S. Southern accent landed at number 9, and here's the reason, according to the travel site. They say, quote, "Who can resist a slow Texan drawl? Not us, and not our community, clearly." You'll also find this accent in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Kentucky. Landing at the bottom of the list were Croatian, Romania, Thai, Pakistani, German, and Welsh. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. We have to dig way back in the podcast archives. I know we did an hour about just the accents inside the... we did accents in the South, but then got into a deep dive, which I have to point out to people that aren't from here. People say, oh, that's an Alabama accent. I said, which one?
They're like,
oh, it's all the same. I said, no, it's not. No, it's not. Yesterday, a great example of that. So up in Montgomery at the State House doing the show, and there are representatives from, you know, all the corners of Alabama there, and you can hear that, you know, what I like, the North Alabama Sand Mountain accent versus the Gulf Coast accent versus the Wiregrass versus the Black Belt accent. There's a bunch of different Southern accents inside what they all consider just one accent for Alabama.
How would you rate Representative McMillan's accent? Where's that one from?
South, that is a strong Southwest. That's a Monroe County,
I love it,
Baldwin County accent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Representative McMillan on yesterday talking about that deal they had at the archives where they assembled folks that had relations to people that were there in, what was it, 1819 or something like that, when there were 22 counties in Alabama. The same geographic space, but instead of having 67, the counties, the 22 that were there, were big counties.
I think I do have that interview. It's been 2 or 3 years now since you talked to, I forget who it was you talked to. I need to find it, but about the Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite interviews ever, just because it was kind of, it's not usually what we talk about, even though you like to talk about a lot of different things on Midday Mobile, but it was a really cool interview. I need to find that.
Yeah, we've got one of the guys from Reckon came on.
That's
from,
right.
And talking about the accents. Maybe we'll bring that back up and re-air it this week. All right, 757 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Next hour, Jeff Poor. The abortion bill was a dominant bill for the House yesterday, but just standing right outside the door is Lotto. Senate has voted the Lotto bill through by a very narrow margin, giving it to the House. What changes will be made there, and will that stand the test when it goes back to the Senate? That and a whole lot more coming up with Jeff when we return right here on Mobile Mornings.